Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then there's a guy like Jeff Shadell. And Jeff, you're all over the Browns. You're all over the Cavs. You're all over the Guardians. You're doing high school. You name it. You're covering it. Well done, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you for that introduction. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, you got a cold?
Oh, the man for all seasons has a seasonal cold.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, good. All right. You tell us. Let's start with the Cavs. All right? Let's start with the Cavs here.
You know what? I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Think about this. This is the first year in the non-LeBron years that people expect the Cavaliers to do anything. Would you agree with that?
Totally agree with that. Agree.
And how are they handling that? I was not at practice yesterday, but J.B. Bickerstaff said that he doesn't like the negativity surrounding his team. And I thought that was an odd thing for a coach to say. So what do you think about that? Are these guys sensitive to any kind of criticism?
I think that, when I heard that yesterday,
They should go to Berea.
Why is he?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, why would he worry about the negativity around the outside? He needs to control what he can control and keep his guys positive and his coaching staff positive.
Well, the outside, everybody tells you, we don't listen to the outside.
To me, when he said that yesterday, I'm like, oh, man, he's on social media or he's listening to talk radio a little bit just because.
Which we appreciate. Thanks,
yeah, I just don't think. I mean, that comment that he made and then the fact that he felt that he needed to defend his young team by throwing out stats and where they were, I was like, why do you have to do that? You don't have to just go out and play, win some games. You know, you win two or three games in the final minute that maybe you've lost over the last month, and all that goes away. No one's saying a word.
Yeah, you're right. And, Andy, I heard you say, I'm not sure it was yesterday or the day before, that a lot of these games look the same.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I mean, when they are 23-21 over the last 44 games. So that's more than half a season. I mean, they're .500 just about after that 8-1 start.
Right.
And so I don't really care if they're leading the league in defense, and he said they're 11th in offense. And when he was throwing out those stats that you were talking about. So, I mean, if that's the case, maybe it should be more than a .500 team over 44 games.
Jeff Shadell joining us. The one thing about this team, Jeff, Donovan Mitchell, I think, puts them in a little different place than a lot of folks expect them to be. And I think we might have to adjust our mindset, though I just told Andy, I want to see them win as many regular season games as possible because I think home court would mean more to them than to the teams they're trying to chase right now. But in theory here, and it is theory, Donovan Mitchell is what you want to make a deep playoff run or to try to make a deep playoff run. Teams with superstar players tend to do well in the playoffs. And he is the Cavs superstar player. Now, can he respond in the playoffs? Can he carry the team? Does he have to carry the team? I don't know. But I think this team is geared a little bit more with a thought in mind of when we get to the playoffs, we have a better chance to go a little deeper. And I think that's the mindset. I'm not sure about that, but I kind of feel that's the way this team has been put together.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I'm not sure that he... how deep did Utah go in the playoffs with him?
They were in the playoffs every year, Jeff. They got eliminated in the first round. I believe it's in 3 of the 5 years that he was there.
Okay, well, maybe he's got more talent around him now.
I do think the Cavs are a little better team than what he had in Utah, although Utah had some real talent, and Quinn Snyder was a hell of a coach.
So now the trade deadline, what do you think happens there?
I think, you know, the conversation we had the other day about if you're going to get rid of somebody, what are you replacing them with?
Right.
And are you upgrading? Are you going to lose, you know, like, say you get rid of Okoro. Do you want to lose that defensive, you know, edge you've got? Or, there are plenty of players that can give you things. You just, what's the magic elixir on this thing? And I don't know that there is one. I think that's the hardest part. I mean, you can look and say, okay, this guy is a definite guy that can come in and help. But at what price and what are you going to give up for it? That's why I think this is kind of a tricky trade deadline for them because, you know, how much better can they get and what are they going to give up? And I don't know. It's just – it's odd. But then you know as well as I do and Jeff do that Jeff does that, you know, this isn't an organization that likes to stand pat. So I wonder what they're going to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, last year when they got Caris LeVert at the deadline, they really didn't give up much at all. I mean, they traded Ricky Rubio, who was hurt, and of course they got him back.
Well, but, and the number one, though, that's going out this year.
Right. But, you know, I agree with what you're saying, Andy, that they really, if they make it, I guess when I said what I did, Jeff, I meant they didn't disrupt anything that roster last year. And they would have to do that this year.
I wonder where it goes. And my question is, how creative can Kobe Altman be in trying to bring a piece in here, Jeff? I don't know. You know, he's traded all the first-round draft picks and pick swaps to Utah and, you know, gave up a couple of players who I think can help you. And I wonder if you want to hang on to Kevin Love, if you're willing to trade that expiring contract. I just, you know, can you find the right guy for a couple of second-round picks? Maybe they can. I just think, you know, the big trade chips don't exist for the Cavaliers. And if you trade something off the roster, then you're going to have to replace something off the roster.
Right. So,
in addition to what you're adding in a trade.
Well, now, suppose, and I heard you mention this too, Jeff, that the Cavs have the second easiest schedule down the stretch. So, I suppose that's a good sign. But I don't know. I mean, it's fascinating. And tonight, Memphis, Will Morant played. I don't know. They played last night and lost. So even their home court record, as good as it is, they've lost a couple games at home here recently that they probably should have won. Miami the other night, a couple of nights ago, and Golden State when they came here with half a team. So they're not a finished product for sure. And J.B. Bickerstaff keeps saying that. But it's going to be an interesting 30 games, I think.
Jeff, let me switch gears to you because I want to talk some football with you, too, before we go. When you heard that the Browns landed Jim Schwartz as defensive coordinator, what did you think and how much can he help this defense? Because I think we all know that that's something that has to get fixed for next year.
Well, I think he really can bring a fresh attitude to it. He's a detailed guy, and I'm not sure the Browns defensively were detail-oriented last year or last couple of years. So I think that he's going to help there. But well, when you look at the Eagles, they had 70 sacks, and that's a reason they're in the Super Bowl. So they have to improve that pass rush for sure. They cannot, and I think he's wise enough to Schwartz is to fix those communication problems. I'm surprised that so far there have been no changes on that defensive staff, the assistants. I still think there might be some changes before everything settles down, but I think those are two things. But also when you look at the teams that were in a championship game, Browns have to get better at wide receiver. And I've heard you guys talk about that often, and I agree. They need someone that can stretch that field.
Jeff, how do they fix defensive tackle? it can't come from within anymore, can it? I don't think you can roll the can't roll those dice.
I mean, I asked Andrew Berry before the draft. We have that yearly thing where he says nothing. But I said, don't you have to get better at defensive tackle? I said, oh, we like the guys we have here. And I think they really, really overestimated the people they had. When they had the two Maliks in 2021, they were certainly serviceable. They were better than what they had last year.
Agreed.
And then when you lose, you don't have very good defensive tackles. You lose Anthony Walker and then Jacob Phillips and Taki Taki and everybody else, you're going to get gashed. And that's what happened. And they had no answer for that all season long. So they have to find a way to fix that for sure. And how they do it, I don't know. They don't have a first-round pick. So, and you know, you're not going to get great defensive tackles in a trade. So that's going to be the puzzle for the offseason for sure.
Jeff, when you try to figure out parts of this team and how they can get better, I think about all the issues that we saw towards the end of the season and trying to bring those all in and then trying to figure out how you can't or how you overcome being on the hot seat next year as a coaching staff. Like how I'm trying to find the right words here. How hot is that seat walking into next season, and how do they get off the hot seat? How does Kevin get off the hot seat early next season?
Well, this offseason, how they develop things with Deshaun Watson, that's going to be the key to how they get off to a good start. Watson said that he's staying in town. I cannot believe that he's got a home in Florida and one in Houston. I can't believe he's here when it's 10 degrees out. But
we love it, Jeff. Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
If that story gets out that he's here in town while it's 10 degrees, he's like that fan. I love it. I mean, I think fans love that too, knowing that if he wants to get his work in, he wants to get it in here while he's in Cleveland. I mean, wow, man, this guy really is one of us kind of things. For whatever that's worth, I know people.
I agree with that, Andy. And he said, though, when the last time we talked to him, that he's staying here in the off season. And now there's a limit, of course, to what he can do because of the CBA. But there's a way they certainly can't prevent him from studying or anything like that. So, if he is still here, more power to him. And I think he has to be better than he was in those six games. I'm certain he will be with an off season and a training camp without the distractions of the suspension and everything. So, obviously, he is the key to the Browns being better. Deshaun Watson has to play like they expect him to.
Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, Jeff.
That is good stuff. I've taken that.
Hey, you know what? Wait, one more thing.
Sure.
How can Huntley be in the Pro Bowl? Right? I mean, why don't you ask...
should have put Deshaun in there. Seriously, he was better.
Or Jacoby.
Or Jacoby.
Jacoby Brissett had a better season than he did.
Or Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Or Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, hey, remember where you are, Jeff. Hang on a second. We're in Cleveland.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or one of you guys. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy almost threw two touchdown passes this year.
I watched a couple touchdown passes this year, so it was fun. I mean, I should be a Pro Bowler.
Jeff, go get healthy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Feel better, buddy. Jeff.
Jeff Shadell, News Herald, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler.
A man for all seasons. He
Jeep
covers
Dodge,
everything.
Ram.
Everything.
Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.